This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day, another week in the ag marketplace, and today being that WASDE report. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain livestock markets?
Well, I have to say I'm pretty buoyed by the report, the market's reaction to the report. It's a rarity that we get a bullish report the way these markets have been the last 4 or 5 months. Today was another was no exception. We had a little bit of good news, but more negative news than good news. There's three things to look at in this report that came out at 11 o'clock. One was the U.S. stocks, and the U.S. corn stocks were at the high end of the range. Bean stocks were under the average, so they were a little friendly, and the corn stocks were, the wheat stocks were at the high end of the range. So two out of three were negative on the U.S. stocks. But the world stocks were all friendly, a little bit friendly. Corn, a little bit under the estimate, 319 under the 320. Soybeans, 114 under 115. And wheat at 258, which is a million metric tons under 259. A little bit under, not, you know. But the third thing that was a negative was the USDA's estimate of the South American crops.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Check out our full conversation at iowaagnet.com. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the close, May corn up 1¾ at 439¾. May soybeans up 17¾ at 11.84 even. May soybean meal up $7 at 341.40. May soybean oil down 18 cents at 46.17. On the Merck, April live cattle down 112 at 187.60. March feeders down 182 at 249.20. April lean hogs down 15 at 84.37. Pork cutout went unchanged at 92.20. And March class 3 milk down a penny at $16.58. Those are your closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith.